Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody.
How are you? Welcome to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James, and I'm here with my great friend, Mariah Ballweber, and we are fresh off of a breathe retreat, sister.
Oh, my goodness. Do you feel the fire? Oh, my gosh. Do you feel the fire of God?
It is unreal. We had breathe this weekend. On Saturday, November 7th, we had breathe in Oklahoma City. It was the best breathe ever.
Yeah, it really was.
It was our fifth one, and anyone who knows anything about prophetic numbers knows that five is the number of grace. And so we just had the best time. Let me revamp for a second and tell you what breathe is about, just in case it's the first Breathing Room podcast that you've tuned into. Breathe is an interactive and totally immersive sensory overload retreat for women. That focuses around the presence and the power of God. It doesn't focus around the workshops being taught, although there are those. It doesn't even focus around the worship, although there is a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It focuses around the presence of God, bringing women into an experience with the presence of God that is completely immersive. So like when you go to a movie theater, they turn all the lights off. And you are completely immersed in an experience so that when you engage in that film, you're inside the film, as it were.
Yes.
We're doing the same thing with breathe. We are creating an experience where you are completely closed in to the presence of the Lord for 12 hours. It starts at 9 in the morning and it ends at 9 at night, and there is nothing like it. I have never been to an experience, to a retreat quite like this one. It is amazing. So this weekend, we did Into the Deep, and our focus was coming out of the wilderness and into the deep. So when you walked in to register at Breathe, you were walking through a Moroccan desert, which was absolutely phenomenal.
It was beautiful, and our heart was to kind of mimic. So whenever Israel came out of Egypt, they're coming out of this place of bondage, but they're loaded, man. They are loaded with all these treasures and riches from that place of bondage. So there was no loss.
Yeah.
So they have all of this and they're going into the promised land.
Yeah.
And it was really supposed to be a quick journey, just a quick from here to the promised land, and things happened in between. But to mimic that short journey, this passage through and then into the depths of the ocean of the love of God. It was so beautiful. We had treasure chests everywhere, just bursting with pearls and gems and gold. And we had a cave underwater. I mean, not literally underwater, but it was.
A cave.
Oh my gosh. We had a ship of Tarshish, which we can come back to
coming
that
out of the wall.
Oh my gosh. Just loaded down with what the Lord is recovering in our families.
We went and found our children on that ship because it says that the ships of Tarshish bring back the children of Zion to their own borders in Isaiah 60. And so we went and we found our children. They were arrows on that ship. And we marked them and we anointed them with oil and we decreed and declared over our children that they would return.
Called them back
home. And we called them back home. It was powerful.
So
it was such a powerful day. It was such an amazing day. From the minute we walked in, we were setting up for two solid days at Breathe. So we set up on Thursday and we set up on Friday. Our setup is pretty intense because we are very committed to every single detail. You know, the anointing is in the details.
It is.
It really is in the details. The Lord is all about the details.
I mean, because if you think about, you know, the temple of old, you had everything. It was a sensory overload. You walk into the doors of the inner court and there's smells and there's all these beautiful things everywhere just decked out in gold and everything is
there's bread on the table.
Stunning. There's bread on the table, fresh baked. This is fresh.
So you can smell it.
All the priests are clothed in these beautiful robes and tassels and everything means something. Every detail has meaning in the heart of the Lord. And then there's details that no one will ever see. Like tell them about that, Sandy.
Well, yeah, there's almond blossoms in the temple. There were almond blossoms carved into the tops of the pillars that no one would ever see. But the Lord ordained that detail. Yes. And it meant something. It was a prophetic utterance from the Lord. And so at Brie, that's like so, that.
Yeah, it is.
Every detail has been anointed with oil and prayed over. Our whole team prayed over every detail for the women that were there. Friday night, we enter into Brie. Friday night is our night when we've worked our tails off Thursday and Friday. And by the time we get together and eat together, and then we seek the Lord together and cry out to him on Friday night, we begin to touch everything and anoint every little piece with the presence of the Lord, that it will bring breakthrough for every woman that comes. It was amazing.
It was so beautiful.
It was amazing. What was worship like at Brie this weekend? It was incredible, as far as I could tell.
Oh my gosh. So, yes, it was so phenomenal. You know, we opened up with just some real soaking time, just bringing praise to the Lord and bathing that space in praise and just singing how he's worthy. He's just worthy of all of our hearts. He's worthy of it all. And then at 9 o'clock, the Lord told me to play the song Revivals in the Air, which is a brand new song from Bethel. Look it up. It is going to rock your world. But it's the song that talks about the Lord coming in on the wind and waking up the bones and the tide rolling and love returning and the hearts of people turning back to him and realizing he is the God of love. He is the God of love, and he is here to redeem all of us. And that's his heart. And so we begin doing this. And what was funny, you know, people come in to breathe, not really, you know, expecting what is this? What are we doing? So we're playing this song. It's got this really fun jig kind of Celtic feel to it, really fun rhythm. And we're just dancing and singing with the Holy Spirit, and people are coming in like, all right, you know how it is. You get in there and you got your little gift bag and you got your little, you know, notepad and Bible and everything. Kind of sit down. Oh no, we were like, all right, everybody, come on. I told the team, let's replay this song because these women need to jump into this.
Yeah.
What the Lord is singing through this song, they got to catch it. We only have 12 hours to go.
Yeah.
People, grab a flag. Come on.
It's not enough time. It is not enough time. That's what I need you to hear. 12 hours is not enough time.
No, it's not. Every time this happens every time. We're going. And at one point on Saturday, I looked at the clock and we had 4 hours and 8 minutes left of the day. And in between that, we had a dinner break. So we had even less time than that. And we were about to end worship. And I was telling someone at some point, I was like, I sounded a little forceful and I didn't mean to, but I wanted people to grab their breakthrough. Yeah. Come on, girls, yeah. Get up. Come on, get up out of your chair and dance on condemnation.
Yeah.
Dance on the lies of the enemy and tell him to get out of here.
Yes.
You are a daughter of the King.
That's right.
And we did it. Oh, man, it was just fabulous.
It was amazing. We had 15 dancers from Open Sky. Mm. Open Sky has a company in Houston and in Dallas, and they all came. They all hung out with us all day long, really all for the weekend. And we pressed in as a team together to get breakthrough for ourselves and for every woman that showed up. It was a glorious, glorious time.
Yes.
And then Jenna taught an amazing activating workshop about Esther and about the kisses of the Lord and about intimacy with him and breaking off shame and standing in your royalty for such a time as this. Because guess what? You were born for such a time as this. You could have been born at any other time in history, but no, here you are at just the right time. Yes? The right time.
Yes.
So that is what happened there. And then Millie Collum got up and she was talking about breaking off shame. Mm-hmm. And none of us compare notes beforehand. It's so hysterical to me how the Lord puts all of this together. So she got up and started talking about being a bearer of the glory of God. And the women were pinned with a crown pin of glory, that the Lord has marked you for glory, that his glory becomes your glory because you are one with him. You are not another. He'll not give his glory to another. Yes, but you're not another. If you belong to Jesus, you are his.
Yes.
So that happened as well. We had a prophetic painter there that was painting. Marilyn Garvey was painting this amazing picture the entire time we were worshiping and working. It was amazing. And then she got up at the end of the evening and explained prophetically what was going on in this painting and how the Lord had marked us to recover all in this day, that we don't get to lose. It was spectacular.
Phenomenal.
It was spectacular.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I really felt great about what happened. I felt like we laid this thing down and it was exactly what it ought to be.
Yes.
It was exactly how it should be. I was amazed and just intensely favored by the Lord that he would come and that he would pour his heart out on the women. The activations there were so fun. We had a waterfall there.
Oh my gosh.
And our prophetic scrolls, which if you haven't been to a breathe, you need to come. But at every breathe, we have prophetic notes that are often in scroll form or in other forms where intercessors from around the world have been praying for you to come. And they send us words from the Lord for you, and we write them down in these. In this case, they look like scrolls from like 500 years ago that some king wrote for you. And those scrolls were under that waterfall. We had a waterfall there that looked and sounded like you were standing under a crashing of water. And you could grab a scroll from that place and receive a real word from the Lord.
Yes.
It always amazes me how that works.
Every time.
We lay hands on everyone and we say to each scroll, you will go into the very exact right hands that you were intended to speak to.
Yes.
And I hear about it for months
every
later
time.
That the scroll is exactly what they needed. That was exactly the word of the Lord for them at that moment. We had, like Mariah was talking about, we had treasure everywhere, all over the place, as if it was a shipwreck. Because the goal of this one was to recover everything that was lost, that we would pursue, overtake, and recover all. In the following podcast, we'll be talking about some of these things. We'll be exploring some of these concepts in the weeks to come. But we thought we would symbolize what we need to recover mm-hmm. with pieces of treasure mm-hmm. that has been lost.
So we're in the ocean, right? So just picture this with me. So let's go back in time to your family, to generations from before. Mm-hmm. And there's mantles being carried. There's callings that are going forth that the Lord has called our families to. The Lord has a redemption plan for each family. He has a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens. Someone kind of gets off track, prodigal, whatever happens. And then those mantles are dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Those callings are forgotten. The things that the Lord put in the heart of that family to accomplish in the earth for his name is lost. So what do? We go into the deep and we find it mm-hmm. and we recover that mantle.
Because it isn't really lost.
No, it's not. It is not.
It's just waiting.
It's waiting. That's exactly right. The calling of the Lord is never lost. His idea is always Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's never just Abraham and then all y'all can just kind of do your own thing. It's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Then what happened to Jacob? Israel? He became Israel. Then he had 12 kids and the whole thing happened. And here we are today and that legacy still continues. In the same way,
so it's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Sandy.
Yes.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Mariah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so we were going in there, we were recovering those things that have been lost, whether they were mantles from of old or they were dreams that we lost in our own lives.
Right.
Like a singing voice. Did you lose your song? Did you lose your dance? Did you lose a child? Did you lose your marriage?
Right.
What was that dream? What was the thing the Lord was cultivating in your heart?
Okay, let's take a break just for a minute, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barn dominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110 or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Hey, welcome to Breathing Room.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. We were just talking about recovering all.
Oh my goodness.
And so we had this treasure all along everywhere, but the ones that we had really prayed over, the ones that we had really interceded over, were right there in the front. And what was so cool, guys, was that we had looked at this treasure all day long as we had sat through Breathe all day long. And in the evening service, the Lord said, I want you to give it all away. And so we had attached a tag to each one of these pieces of treasure in the front. We had attached a tag that was something that you could lose. So on a tag might be time. You may have lost time.
Yes.
Intimacy, connection.
Yeah.
Calling, dreams, visions, ministry. You may have lost a ministry. A child.
You may have lost a home. One of them, I looked at one of them. It had this small, beautiful mirror. And it said myself.
Ooh. Ooh. That's so good. That's so good. Yeah, we had a hourglass there that when one of the prophetic intercessors were praying over this piece, she said, it's time. They've lost time. They think they're too late. And so in this activation, you were to go forward and to be attracted to something. The Lord was going to draw you to something. And as you read that tag, that was either for you or for another woman in the room. So if it wasn't for you, you need to go and find that other woman. The Lord would draw you to another woman. Then you could speak that word over her and minister that thing back to her. Because here's the thing, just what we said before the break, it's not lost. Mm-mm. It's still right there.
That's exactly
for you, right. Waiting for you to take hold of everything that the Lord has for you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible?
It is.
That we don't get to lose.
He doesn't want you to lose anything.
Yeah.
He's been talking to me about that for a couple days now. Whatever has been lost in your past, whatever was stolen from you or you out of irresponsibility or whatever was lost, he wants to recover all of it like it was never lost.
Well, it's just like in 2 Samuel, I think. 2 Samuel, 1 Samuel 30, where Ziklag was burned.
Yes. Yep.
You know, Ziklag's burned. David is out there. Are you in there?
She's already in that scripture.
Look at her. Look at that. Anyway, it says that Ziklag was burned to the ground. That David was off conquering all the enemies on one front. And then on the other front, through the back door comes the enemy right here into the hometown. And so he's got victory over here, but the house is burned down.
Yeah.
And the kids are gone, and the wives are gone, and the dog is gone. Everything's gone. Right. And he went and sought the Lord. And he said, what should I do now? Should I pursue them? Will I overcome them? And the word of the Lord came to King David, and he said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. That was the first word the Lord gave us for this breathe.
Yeah.
Was pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all.
That verse, I was looking at my notes a few days ago. In Hebrew, there's, I think, twice he repeats two different words, two times, which in Hebrew we know that means it has huge emphasis.
Yeah.
When the Lord repeats the same thing over and over,
you better not be
getting distracted because it's all going down now. Essentially, he's saying, he is confirming to David, you will have success in this. Go get him.
Yeah.
And he does. It's the coolest thing. And that was just, the Lord was just showing us that on Saturday in so many ways. What's lost? Your children? Go get them.
Yeah.
Go get them.
Don't lay back and let it happen.
Yeah, I know. We don't have time for that.
We do not have time for that. That is a good word. We do not have time to lose.
That's right.
We just don't.
Here's the deal. I think we get sheepish sometimes or shy about asking him for things that we have lost, things that we desire, things that we think, oh, you know, I don't know that I'm worthy of that. I don't think I can have that.
Or maybe God doesn't want me to have
that. Maybe God doesn't want me to have that. Well, let me tell you something. The streets are made of gold in heaven, so he's not a cheap dad. Like, he's just not. So what do you want? What did you lose? What do you desire? What are your dreams? He has it for you, and he wants you to partner with him to claim that.
Mm-hmm. Because it would have been really easy for David in Ziklag to go home and cry. And he did go home and cry. And everybody around him cried. And they threatened to stone him with stones because they were so irritated. Have you ever been so stressed out that you've been saying crazy things. They did go home and weep. But after they wept a minute, he strengthened himself in the Lord so that he could recover all. Because the job of the believer is to seek the Lord's heart and then go do what he says. And I really felt like in this weekend, the restoration of all things for these women was so key for them and for our nation. I sense the same thing. I know the timing of the Lord for this breed was so critical because we are having to pursue, overtake, and recover all without fail. Mm-hmm. We really are.
Yeah.
We're not going to just lay down and let the devil steal something like this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
No.
You know why? It's important. If he's just taking the dog out of the back door, we need the dog back because that belongs to us. It belongs to us, and we will not allow the enemy to come and steal our families, mm-mm, our ministries,
our homes,
our home, or our nation, mm-mm, out from underneath us.
That's exactly
our Democratic Republic will be kept sound, and that was the declaration that came forth this week at Breathe.
Yes.
So here's what you need to understand about Breathe Retreat is that it happens strategically. Mm-hmm. We pray over every single detail, and it is a prophetic utterance that goes forth all day long. You need to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to be there.
Okay, so tell us when the next Breathe is.
Okay, it's April 24th. It's right here in Oklahoma City, April 24th. You need to write it down at this moment so that you do not forget what you need to be doing on April 24th. It is in Oklahoma City. We will have hotel deals for you. You can get in right now and get your registration. And you need to get a group together. Here's what you need to do, women of God. You need to get a group together to come, because if you can get a group of 10 or more together, we have a serious discount for you. We do. So you need to be here. April 24th, the Lord's already dealing with us about it. He is already dealing with us about it. We've never had him dealing with us quite this early, so specifically about the next event. You just need to be there.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah. And the Lord is telling a story through Breathe.
Yeah.
He really is.
That's true. So Breathe is on Saturday. So on Sunday, you know, you got to take the Breathe nap.
Yeah.
All right. Everything's done. Praise God. It was wildly successful. I'm gonna just go over here and just take a little nap. Okay.
That's, we're tired.
Well, the Holy Spirit was like, "That's not a thing." Hi. I need to talk to you. And I'm just laying in my bed, like, Lord, I want to sleep. And he just, it was like my spirit was vibrating. I could not rest. I couldn't fall asleep. So I just began to press into him and press into what he was doing. Oh my gosh. So excited about what he's going to do in April. He's already given both me and Sandy an emphasis on what he's redeeming, on what he's calling us to. Oh my gosh, girls.
And we've come against some pretty intense opposition even since Breathe on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an encouragement to me.
Mm-hmm.
The devil must be nervous about what is going on. Here's what you do not need to do. You do not need to miss this. Mm-hmm. You do need to share this podcast with people. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to just lay some things out for you because I feel like you're in our living room talking to us. Actually, you are in the Breathe offices right now. We are recording this podcast in the brand new Breathe offices.
Our very first one.
Our very first one. Congratulations. Welcome to our house. And it's actually not our house, which is the first time we've not done this at a house.
Right.
So this is exciting. We're growing. We're increasing. And we need your help. We need your support. If it is in your heart to support Breathe and to be a Breathe partner, we want to hear from you today. You can do that for any amount at all. We just want to know that you're with us. We can use your help for sure. And I want to know how you're doing today. I want you to tell me your Breathe story. If you were at Breathe this weekend, we want to know about it. We want to hear about it. We want to hear what your story is.
You can share that with us through Facebook, Instagram, or even the Contact Us page on our website.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. So our website is breatheretreat.life. And there's lots of resources on there. You can listen to the podcast through that. You can register there. You can learn about our team. But contact us if you have a testimony of what did the Lord do? What did he recover in your life this time?
We want to hear it. We got to hear it.
Oh, my goodness, girls. We need to hear
it. We have to hear it. We do. We had baptism there this time.
Oh.
We had water baptism there that was spontaneous water baptism, and it was powerful.
It was so amazing.
Oh, my goodness. It was so earth-shakingly, life-changingly powerful. I can't even tell you.
So beautiful.
So here's the thing. All of those things belong to you if you're a believer. They do. If you're a believer in Jesus, all those things we talked about are yours for the taking. It's part of your covenant. But what if you're not a believer? How do you become a believer in Jesus?
Oh, it's so easy.
It's really easy. It's really easy. The scripture says you believe on him whom God has sent, and you confess that he is Lord. So here's what I want to do. I want to pray with you right now. We're going to pray with you right now. I believe the Holy Spirit is stirring you up. If you're not saved yet, today is your day, because this is the only day you have surety about. This is the only day that you know about. Tomorrow's not promised to you. So let's pray for you right now. Let's give your life to Jesus right now. And we, all of us, have gone through this. And so we're going to believe God for you, for your salvation, and then for your deliverance, and for your restoration. We can transfer that all over to you during this podcast right now. It doesn't take long. It's going to take less than 2 minutes. Are you ready? Close your eyes if you're not driving. And go ahead and pray this prayer after me. I'll pray, Mariah will repeat, and then you can pray with Mariah and receive this as well. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
And I believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sin.
And I believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sin.
I receive that sacrifice now.
I receive that sacrifice now.
And I believe that I am a child of God.
And I believe that I am a child of God.
I confess that you are Lord.
I confess that you are Lord.
And I am redeemed.
And I am redeemed.
From the hand of the enemy.
From the hand of the enemy.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive my salvation.
I receive my salvation.
And my infilling with the Holy Spirit.
And my infilling with the Holy Spirit.
I fully expect.
And receive.
Every benefit.
Of the covenant.
In Jesus' name. Now your goal is to search that out. What are your benefits from the covenant? What is yours now that you are a believer in Jesus? If you just got saved, if you just prayed that prayer with us, we need to know about it. You need to contact us. Our information is in the show notes. You need to find that right now. And you need to contact us at this moment. And we will come and seek you out and help you with some resources.
Yes.
Okay. God bless you today. We will talk to you soon on Breathing Room. Tune in next week and we will talk again then. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.